With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. The National Petroleum Corporation of Namibia has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Gambia National Petroleum Corporation to collaborate and strengthen both organizations. That's according to NAMCOR's interim managing director, Ibsen Wanguta.
We have signed a lot of MOUs with a number of operators, all the international oil operators that are here. We have signed MOUs, and that MOUs essentially is for us to work together to exchange information in case when we have got people to attach or to make secondment as well to their operations. And again, all these MOUs are meant to empower NAMCOR as an entity to play and to take its rightful position.
The Windhoek City Police have launched a state-of-the-art drone system to strengthen their crime-fighting efforts. According to state broadcaster the NBC, the initiative is part of a broader strategy by the City Police to utilize all available resources in the fight against crime. Officers have completed specialized training to operate the drones, which will play a crucial role in tackling and responding to criminal activity from the sky. To South Africa, where the ANC has confirmed its former leader, Jacob Zuma, is no longer a member of the ruling party. ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says this follows after he didn't appeal his expulsion within the 21 days afforded to him. And the Federal Reserve looks increasingly likely to cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. Minutes from the U.S. Central Bank's July meeting released on Wednesday show most policymakers supported a reduction of inflation continued to cool.
With U.S. interest rates at a 23-year high, market watchers are hoping cuts are on the horizon. And minutes from the Federal Reserve's last policy meeting hint that could well be the case. Indeed, the vast majority of participants at the July meeting observed that, quote, if the data continued to come in about as expected, it would likely be appropriate to ease policy at the next meeting. Recent progress on inflation and increases in the unemployment rate have provided a plausible case for bringing down the benchmark rate, according to the central bank. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is due to speak at Jackson Hole on Friday, which could give an even clearer picture of the central bank's plans for its September rate meeting. Sally Patterson, New York.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.